Ah, these movies, post 361. Just before sleep, the dogs settled, and I want a diversion. 10 minutes of a mindless show. So I do not anticipate the appearance of Arabia, robed men on camels seen from far away, and all around them rock and dunes and a desert light that transfigures them into an ageless sight, ancient lines of men, armed and mounted, moving into distance, purposeful as the tracing of a bullet, and then the shock of a close-up of O'Toole, impossibly white, white-robed and blonde in those burning eyes. No one has ever been so young. He looks like the synthesis of every imperial dream of the empire. His eyes, framed by his kiafa, never come to rest. O'Toole knows that Lawrence was torn every which way by his talents and heritage. Illegitimate son of a lord, fluent speaker of Arabic, all of the Quran memorized, friend to Faisal, a British officer committed to the harshest kind of combat, guerrilla war, an idealist and a killer, profoundly shy and mesmerizing. The man was a furnace. Everything burned inside his deflections. Shelves of books have been built around his contradictions. Then the music comes in like a storm, a Russian novel's music, large, propulsive, melodic in every key and register, suited to the breadth of landscape and subject. And I cannot turn away, even though I have watched this movie many times for hours upon hours, so much so that it has burrowed into my deepest bank of memory. Thus, 10 minutes vanish into Arabia, into Alarans. And as happens with all those movies we love, we think what it would be like to be a Corleone, a Nathan Brittles or Ethan Edwards, a laconic Chuck Yeager, or T.E. Lawrence 100 years ago, riding out of the Nafud, the anvil of God, the man you rescued at your back, and you have just written your life's best beginning.